Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming. It's a great day.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
A great day, Governor Deval Patrick declared today as he signed into law the last piece of the state's budget, a reform package that puts partial limits on health care collective bargaining rights for municipal employees. Now, this labor issue was the most contentious one in a long budget process. And Craig Sandler, general manager of the State House News Service, has seen more than his fair share of annual budgetary sausage making. And Craig says that with this one, the governor actually has reason to be so happy. In fact, Sandler says he's never seen a budget work out so well. Now, Craig, why is that?
Well, you know, a great budget year anyway. I mean, if you're subject to the cuts that were made, and there were $750 million worth of cuts made, I absolutely stand open for quibbling about whether it was absolutely great across the board. But the fact is, I've seen 23 budgets passed, a lot of them during times of fiscal crisis. Some of the things that are going on this year, I've never seen before in this environment. For example, Patrick did not veto $1 of spending, and you always
out of 30 billion plus.
Exactly. Now, again, if you're fiscally conservative, you know, you can raise your eyebrows and say, wait a minute, even with times tight, you know, couldn't you find $100,000? And OK, you know, again, you can grant that point. But the fact is that there were no painful vetoes post July 1st, which there always are in this context. There were no significant new revenues at all, no tax increase, which there always are in this context. Local aid, which was cut in the original forms of this budget, is going to be restored. The $65 million cut in local aid is going to be sent back to cities and towns, which never happens in this context.
So, Craig, let me just jump in here and ask you, what you're describing makes it seem as if, unlike in the past three or four budget cycles we've had, which have been not just contentious, but heartrending in the amount of cuts
absolutely
that had to go through, is Massachusetts turning a corner financially, and that's part of the reason why people are doing cartwheels down the hall on Beacon Hill?
Well, I think that this budget process, it's always sort of a lagging process. The revenues fall after the economy collapses, and revenues pick up after the economy begins to improve. And the fact is that the projections on which the budget is based have been so conservative and so downsized over the last few years that it was almost inevitable that the year would come when they started finally exceeding the number on which the budget is based. And that did happen this year. And that does make things a lot easier.
AKA a surplus?
Exactly. I mean,
I never thought we'd hear that word again.
It is absolutely the last thing I expected.
So, Craig, we spoke to you back in January, just before the legislative season kicked off. And we've got a bit of tape of you here describing the mood on Beacon Hill at the time. And just to help you make your point, as if you ever do need help, we've added some oral enhancements.
It is going to be a tough year. On top of the billion-dollar plus budget crises, on top of the foreclosure crisis, on top of the bankruptcy crisis, on top of the healthcare crisis, the report came out about the scandal in the probation department, which plunges the building, the culture, the leaders, the decision-making, the policy-making into an atmosphere of paranoia, probably guilt, and general low-level constant anxiety and stress.
So we, of course, added the doom and gloom weather behind you, but that's effectively what you were describing. So was it sort of a new sense of cooperation between Beacon Hill leadership that made the process so different this time?
I think that's part of it. Frankly, you know, listening to myself 6 months ago, I think that the conviction of Sal DeMacy had a purgative effect, partly on the atmosphere, but also partly in the method of doing business. I think that there was probably an awareness, particularly within the legislature, that the margin for error in terms of real gridlock, childish behavior of all kinds, the margin of error for that kind of thing was down to zero. And it also is simply the case that the numbers did work out. A budget surplus is a budget surplus. They really did wrap up the year with the books balanced. Now, again, you know, we do have an unfunded pension liability, and we do have costs coming due for the Massachusetts health care plan. Those do need to be dealt with. But the fact is, if your budget is in pretty good shape, and if you haven't raised taxes to get it into pretty good shape, well, it becomes easier to start the conversation about fixing those longer-term problems. And again, that leads to a sense of good management. You know, every year that they pass the budget, there's some self-congratulation around here. This is one of the years where it really is the most justified.
Craig Sandler, General Manager of the State House News Service, and our ray of sunshine in this budgetary process.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.